Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 83 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
Families, businesses, local government, and schools are hurting.
Kentucky's Attorney General is asking the Public Service Commission to reject a proposed power rate increase.
Two Rock Hill, Ohio school employees are being investigated.
Moorhead community leaders held a forum on diversity and inclusion.
Maysville is getting $39,000 to clean up July flooding.
The Eastern Kentucky chapter of the Red Cross is getting a $150,000 grant.
In sports, the Rockies and Diamondbacks face off in the National League wildcard tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 58. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Kentucky's Attorney General is asking the Public Service Commission to reject a power company's proposed increase. Andy Beshear was in Pikeville today, where he announced his opposition to a proposed AEP Kentucky Power rate increase. Beshear said if passed, the rates would increase by nearly 113% for residents in one of the poorest areas of the state.
The decline in coal production, the opioid epidemic, higher and higher poverty rates, and slow economic recovery coming out of the recession have made hard-working folks tighten up their already limited finances. It has made getting by go from difficult to almost impossible.
Beshear says 168,000 Kentuckians would be impacted by the increase, and that AEP should not expect those who have the least to pay the most.
One person is dead after a vehicle collision in Pike County this morning. WSAZ reports 58-year-old Tammy Tackett of Pikeville died at the scene. Authorities say her car collided with a tractor-trailer in the southbound lanes of U.S. 23. The driver of the tractor-trailer was not injured. The crash remains under investigation by Pikeville police.
3 days after a body was discovered under a bridge in Lexington, no arrests have been made. According to WKYT, Lexington police continue to investigate the murder of 37-year-old Megan Accord. Accord's body was found around 9 a.m. Sunday. The Fayette County coroner says she died as a result of multiple trauma from assault. Friends and family say Accord was very loved and will be deeply missed. She was from the Ashland area and leaves behind a son, her parents, a sister, and other family members. Steen Funeral Home in Ashland is handling the funeral arrangements.
Two school employees in Lawrence County, Ohio, are under investigation after contacting students in their school district. WSAZ reports one employee in the Rock Hill District is under investigation after a parent reported that employees sent inappropriate messages to a student through social media. A couple weeks ago, a different employee was accused of sending inappropriate pictures to a student. Superintendent Wes Hairston says they regularly make it clear to all employees that they will not tolerate these lines being crossed.
It's disturbing because, quite frankly, we feel like the most important thing we do other than educate children is to provide a school district that's safe.
Harrison says a report will be sent to the Lawrence County Prosecutor's Office to determine if charges will be filed.
A northeastern Kentucky state lawmaker says he still doesn't know when a planned special session of the Kentucky legislature will be held. House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins of Moorhead says he's yet to have any talks with Governor Matt Bevin or his chamber's Republican leaders about the matter. The Democrat adds that he's not even sure what the topic of the session will be.
I have not been invited to the first meeting or the first briefing from the governor's office or from Republican leadership. I hope to be able to get that briefing this week. I have not seen any proposed legislation that may be offered by the governor for the special session.
Adkins believes public pension reform will probably be the centerpiece of the likely special session. At this point, he says he's heard rumors it will be held early to mid-November. We'll have more of your local headlines after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Moorhead, sponsoring a bark party at the dog park located at the Don Greenhill City Park, noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 8th. Food, fun, music, and dog-friendly activities. Music provided by Mix 106 FM. Food and beverages available for purchase. Proceeds will benefit the Tri-County Animal Shelter. It's a bark party at the Moorhead Bark Park, noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 8th.
Moorhead community leaders held a forum on diversity and inclusion in response to an incident of racially charged vandalism. MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan and Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent, among others, heard questions and comments from the public yesterday at Button Auditorium. Mayor Trent says it was an important conversation to have.
I think when you saw the turnout we had of students, faculty members, and other members of the community who came together, I think you see that people take this seriously. That's the biggest takeaway I have.
Trent says the vandalism is being investigated by the Moorhead Police Department as a hate crime.
A long-standing plan to build a new recreation park on the site of Moorhead State University's former Sunnybrook Golf Course appears to be dead, at least for now. Round County Judge Executive Walter Blevin says there's no money right now to fix all the upgrades the property would need to its infrastructure.
It's got some great positive things about it, but it also has a few negative things. It doesn't have a good access to the property. That we got a bridge that's an older bridge, a very narrow bridge. It would not work probably for a recreation facility because it'd be one-way traffic, or you'd have to almost have a there's only one way to get across it and one way to get out of it without. So it'd have to take quite a bit of dollars to get it up to standards where you could use it.
In addition to that issue, new water and sewer lines would also need to be built at Sunnybrook. According to Blevins, State Representative Rocky Adkins of Moorhead had secured state money to help with some of those needs, but that cash disappeared when Republicans took control of the Kentucky House, and Adkins went from being the chamber's majority leader to its minority leader.
Old Washington Incorporated in Fleming County hopes to make repairs to an old log cabin on the grounds of the Washington Baptist Cemetery. WMKY's Kinsey Thompson reports.
The cabin was moved to the cemetery in 1980 and is made up of logs from the First Baptist Church on Fleming County's first settlement. According to the Maysville Ledger, the Bracken Association of Baptists previously owned the cabin and planned to tear it down because there was not enough money for repairs. When the plan to demolish the old building did not go through as soon as expected, Old Washington Incorporated decided to take the building in an effort to save it. Roof repairs are currently underway with help from the city, and once they are finished, they will move to the inside to repair walls and collapsed floors. Old Washington Incorporated is not sure what the building will be used for yet, but they are open to suggestions. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kinsey Thompson.
Maysville is getting a $39,000 from the Kentucky Department for Local Government to assist with its continuing cleanup and repair efforts after heavy rains in late July caused flooding along Limestone Creek. City commissioners this week gave Mayor David Cartmell the okay to sign a grant agreement with the DLG. Cartmell admits he was surprised that his town got the award.
We thought we had about 6.7, but some of the federally funded roads were deducted from the total. So we ended up with about, I want to say, $5.7 million. So that doesn't meet the FEMA threshold. However, the SBA is here, the Small Business Administration Disaster Team is in here, and I think they've got less than 2% loans for people who were affected.
The money from the DLG will be added to over $207,000 Maysville received from the Natural Resources Conservation Service to assist in debris cleanup. According to Carmel, the city will still need to spend about $10,000 of its own money for that effort. However, much of that will be paid for by in-kind services.
The Kentucky Division of Forestry is preparing for wildfires. Fall wildfire season is from October 6th to December 15th and sets regulations on when and how fires can be burned. According to a 10-year average, Kentucky has 1,500 wildfires each year. Spokesman John Mura says the fires are preventable if people follow the laws and keep an eye on the weather.
If it's going to be windy, and it's a dry day, it's been a long time without rain, even if there's no warnings issued, folks who are burning should pay attention to the conditions. If it's dry and windy, be real careful. Fires get out, they can spread easily, and there's not a whole lot you can do to stop them.
Mura goes on to say that those responsible for wildfires are the ones who set them and allow them to burn out of control. For more information on wildfire season regulations, call the Division of Air Quality at 1-502-782-6592.
The Eastern Kentucky chapter of the American Red Cross has received a $150,000 grant. WMKY's Kyle Blankenbuehler reports.
The grant from the American Electric Power Foundation and Kentucky Power will fund the purchase of an emergency response vehicle for Eastern Kentucky, as well as meals and resources for a future emergency deployment. The new vehicle is a mobile feeding station capable of serving up to 25,000 meals to those affected by hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, or other natural disasters. The Red Cross uses emergency response vehicles to provide food, water, blankets, and other assistance to those in need. The grant announcement comes as the Red Cross is preparing for National Fire Prevention Week next week. For WMKY News, I'm Kyle Blankenbuehler.
The Kentucky Department of Highways is planning a project for Northeastern high schools. The department is inviting high school students to paint snowplow blades in an effort to promote winter safety. Once the schools get the agency's approval, the plow blade will be dropped off to the school for students to paint. Information Officer Alan Blair says they encourage students to paint safety and winter themes.
That way it sort of gets our message across to the public about being safe in the winter and, you know, raise some awareness about winter safety as we approach that season. But, you know, they're encouraged, you know, they can also use their mascots, their school names, any kind of theme that they would like to do to boost their school.
Interested schools should contact the Department of Highways for an application and more specific information on how to get the blade. The program is open to schools in the counties of Boyd, Bath, Rowan, Greenup, Lewis, Elliott, Fleming, Mason, Nicholas, and Carter.
The Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky is taking a two-pronged approach to address smoking, enacting smoke-free laws across the state and increasing taxes on cigarettes. Foundation CEO Ben Chandler tells Spectrum News Pure Politics the state should seriously consider raising the tax on a pack of cigarettes from $1 to $1.60 per pack to reduce smoking. Chandler says Kentucky is almost always a top contender for one of the unhealthiest states in the nation.
We lead the country in smoking. Number one, we have the highest number of smokers in this country, and we also have, not coincidentally, the highest cancer rate in the country. So those are related things that need to be dealt with. And basically, where we are, we're the cancer capital of the country.
Chandler says smoke-free laws would prohibit smoking in public places, workplaces, and other indoor restaurants in an effort to protect other non-smoking individuals and make smoking more inconvenient and less socially acceptable.
Taking a look at the weather for tonight through the rest of the week. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 57. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Taking a look at the current temperatures, it is 83 degrees here in Moorhead and in Ashland, 82 degrees in Flemingsburg, and 81 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, and Inez.
On our feature segment today, we have Neighbors, Adrian Swain's conversations with our diverse Appalachian community. In this third and final part of their conversation, Denise Jasseor, a native of Togo, describes her arrival in Kentucky as a refugee, the support she received from individuals and organizations as she and her four sons adapted to an unfamiliar way of life, and the different strategies for dealing with a legacy of past traumas in order to continue living.
So you and your four boys,
mm-hmm.
you got on a plane
yes.
in Accra, and you came to America as refugees.
Yes. We came Sunday, the 30th January 2008. The refugee ministry welcomed us. They give us a shelter at Lexington. And Monday, Clarissa came in my house, and she talked to me. She spoke French. She said, "Welcome, Denise." Took me direct to school, adult education. I was in choir, singing in Emmanuel Baptist Church. So I went to any churches. I don't have a gender. I just go to any churches because we all, we call one God.
Because these were the people who were really helping you.
Yes, they helped me. So I just, when I was with them, I feel more happy. I work to that government.
At the community college.
Yes, I make a photo ID. IDs.
And then later at the UK hospital?
Yes. I came to Moher through Coach Bill Baldridge and Mr. D and his wife. They are friends with Emmanuel because they help single parents in every school. So Coach Bill and his wife, they came to Heracle and the staff told them about Emmanuel and me. So my history touched their heart and they helped Emmanuel come to Moher University.
So that why you moved?
Yes. So when I moved, Coach Bill helped me get a job at St. Clair. I work at St. Clair like a 1 year old food service. Jenny Budget helped me go to adult education.
When you were in the camps?
Yes.
You experienced a lot of hardship?
Yes.
Some violence?
Yeah, I can remember that.
Yeah.
All my kids. But Emmanuel, for him, was so worse. When we came here, it's hard for him to walk. So we went to the refugee board. They helped us to go to Shranes Hospital. So they he have a surgery for his both knee. Because I want to survive, I locked some tragedy situation I went through.
You blocked them?
Yeah, I blocked them. But today is wonderful day for me. I can smile today because Moher welcomed me. I feel like I'm at home, so I can pull everything out. Everything I lock, I'll pull them out.
You experienced an awful lot of trauma.
Yeah.
One bad thing on top of another.
Yes.
And it's difficult to keep that on your shoulders.
Mm.
And so you bury some of it.
Yes, I bury.
But it's also good when you can let it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's liberating.
Yes. Because I want to survive. I want to succeed at school.
You want to go forward.
I want to go forward. I can work, go to school, help my family, go to church. I like my community.
Thank you so much for telling me your story.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you also.
It's 4:48 and 83 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Logan Pemberton, and we're so glad that you've joined us on this Wednesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports after this.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Morehead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The National League wildcard game is set for tonight at 8 p.m. The Rockies visit Arizona to face the Diamondbacks at Chase Field. D-back starting pitcher Zach Greinke says getting the start at home is a big confidence booster for him.
Looking back at it, there's only one game I can remember not pitching good. That was against the Marlins, so have pitched good. And when you make good pitches, the results are going to be better. And then on the road, there's probably been like three or four games where I didn't think I pitched that good. Maybe just that, just being more consistent at home this year.
10-4 ace John Gray takes the mound for the Rockies. Tonight's winner advances to battle the Dodgers in the NL Divisional Series. Fall practice for the Morehead State Baseball Eagles are moving along. Coach Mike McGuire says his team played a lot of inter-squad games so far and notes that the dry weather over the past several weeks has helped the Eagles make some important progress.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. We had a very rainy late August, early September, and affected individual work a bit, but to this point, as far as practice goes, that we haven't missed any time due to weather and have gotten a lot of good work done on the field.
The MSU baseball team's fall drills are expected to run for a couple more weeks. As he gets his team ready to face Butler this Saturday, Morehead State football coach Rob Tenier wants quarterback Lawson Page to change his game a bit. Tenier would like to see Page take off and run more when he doesn't spot any open receivers downfield, something he believes the redshirt junior didn't do enough of in MSU's 38-0 loss last Saturday at Campbell.
When he's got some lanes there to take off, you know, he's got really good escapability, can run a little bit, and he's got to bring that to the table. I don't think that we scrambled for a first down, and we've got to be able to do that when we're getting pressure on the quarterback. He's able to do that, so we need him to do that.
MSU is 2-3 overall and 1-1 in the PFL. Butler is also 2-3, but is winless in its two conference games. The Kentucky football team is getting set to host the SEC's bottom team in Missouri on Saturday. After getting a 24-20 win over Eastern Michigan last week, head coach Mark Stoops admits his team has several players injured right now.
I think we need to get those guys healthy, and you know, at this point in the season, there's a lot of people banged up, and you're not feeling good, and those guys were banged up a little bit, and we just got to push through it and have a great week this week.
While Kentucky is 4-1 this season, Missouri is 1-3. Saturday's game kicks off at 7:30. The Round County football team hopes this is the week they end their six-game losing streak. As the 1-6 Vikings prepare for Friday's road game against winless Boyd County, Coach Kelly Ford has them focusing on a couple of the basics of the game.
Ball security and a form tackling and throughout the game. I mean, we had a lot of missed tackles that, you know, once you got playmakers, you get them into space, you miss one tackle, it's to the house. And we got to make sure we do that because Boyd County's going to come out throwing the football as well. So we just got to get ourselves back prepared to the fundamentals.
While the Vikings are looking to bounce back from a 40-0 loss last week to Greenup County, Boyd County hopes to rebound from its 67-0 drumming versus rival Ashland Blazer. The University of Louisville's acting athletic director is calling on those who support Cardinals basketball to remain on board with the program. Vince Tyree says while it's been a tough several days for U of L, Cards fans have always been known for their loyalty.
You know, it's a unified fan base, and while this is a difficult process and what we're going through here, it's a time for our fan base, frankly, to dig in deeper and be more supportive in any way they can, not just of the basketball program, but of all the other 20 sports.
Tyree was named yesterday to take over for Tom Jurich, who remains on administrative leave while U of L looks into his connections with a federal bribery investigation involving college basketball recruits. A popular Kentucky radio show and website is being sued over criticism a college basketball official received from Kentucky fans. Official John Higgins is suing Kentucky Sports Radio for allegedly helping to incite death threats that frightened him and his family, and for encouraging defamatory messages on social media and phones. The harassment came after Higgins worked Kentucky's 75-73 Elite Eight loss to North Carolina last season. KSR host Matt Jones caused the suit completely frivolous.
If you listen to this show, if you've been to the website, everyone knows what happened during that period of time, and that neither I, nor Drew, nor the website ever told people to do any of this.
The suit alleges intentional infliction of emotional distress and invasion of privacy. Higgins is asking to be awarded at least $75,000. Finally, in sports, the Morehead State volleyball team is at Weatherby Gym tonight for a big OVC match. Looking to add to their 1-3 conference mark, Coach Jamie Gordon's Eagles have been getting ready to entertain arch-rival Eastern Kentucky at 6 o'clock.
Our side-out offense needs to become more efficient. Our defense has got to be more of a challenge to deal with. And then, obviously, EKU is a really solid team, and got to make sure that we're preparing for some of the things that they do, running their 6-2 and running a really balanced offense and a very scrappy defense.
MSU will be looking to end its 7-match losing streak versus Eastern tonight. The Eagles, though, lead the overall series with the Colonels 72-53. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football will host Butler this Saturday at 1 p.m. and Stetson on Saturday, October 21st. You can get tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed at record highs following the release of strong economic data, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 19.97 at 22,661.64. The S&P 500 was up 3.16 at 2537.74, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 2.91 at 6534.63. And, of course, the closing levels today represent all-time closing highs for all three of the major indices. Utilities and real estate led advancers. The S&P also extended its winning streak to 7 days, which is the longest since May. Investors sifted through key economic data. The ADP and Moody's report on private sector jobs showed a growth of 135,000 in September, and though this was a sharp decline from August, it was better than the expected print of 125,000. And, of course, this report often serves as a preview to the government's employment report, which will come out this Friday morning. Other data released included the ISM non-manufacturing index, which hit 59.8 in September, and this easily beat the expected number of 55.5. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1% at $49.89 a barrel. Gold was up 0.2% at $1,277 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were mostly down, although not by a great deal, as the Stock 600 index was down about 0.1%. In Asia, stocks were mostly higher. The Nikkei was up less than 0.1%, but in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng index was up 0.75%, and the Shanghai index finished with a gain of 0.3%. Among Dow stocks, the best performers were Nike and Caterpillar. The worst performers were GE and J.P. Morgan. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Mylan and Acuity Brands, and the worst performers were Republic Services and Advance Auto Parts. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 3 cents at 67.02, CSX down 30 cents at 51.82. AEP up $1.22 at $71.51, AK Steel up 2 cents at $5.76, Marathon Petroleum up 17 cents at $56.31, and Valvoline was up 5 cents to finish at $23.91. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio Works, serving Moorhead and surrounding communities with WIVY at 96.3 FM. All the programming of WIVY, music, news, and Moorhead State University football and basketball are available worldwide on WIVYradio.com. Apps are available for both your Apple and Android devices. WIVY proudly supports Moorhead State University and Moorhead State Public Radio.
Taking another look at the weather forecast tonight, mostly clear with a low around 57. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 81, and Sunday night, showers likely, mainly after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Chance of precipitation is 60%.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the second annual Moorhead Pride Festival will be held at East 1st Street from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 7th. Live music, drag show, food, vendors, and craft beer will be available. The Moorhead Pride After Party for ages 21 and up will be at Club 169 from 8 p.m. to midnight, and a youth after party for ages 16 to 20 will take place at the Moorhead Drop-In Center from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. For more information, visit their website online at moorheadpride.org. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition. Today we had help from Chuck Mraz, Jacob Lindberg, Kinsey Thompson, Ryan Courtney, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and Braxton Howard. K&N's Josh James chipped in today, and our feature segment came from Moorhead's own Adrian Swain. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.